Thousands of flights are canceled and delayed worldwide again tonight as airlines struggle with severe weather and Omicron cases sweeping their staff. Here's a live look at Midway Airport in Chicago, a major Southwest Airlines hub. It's currently number 3 in cancellations, according to FlightAware.com, with more than 400 flights called off. The U.S. is seeing about 2,500 cancellations and more than 7,000 delays. And here's a look at the hardest hit places right now. Chicago's O'Hare, Denver, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta. SkyWest Airlines has the most cancellations, followed by China Eastern and Southwest. And here's a snapshot of the flight woes across the country.
The holiday stretch coming to an end, but the problems keeping travelers from returning home are not. The two biggest culprits, COVID-19 disruptions and bouts of severe weather. Cancellations in the U.S. today once again topping the 2,500 mark. Global cancellations almost double that, well above 4,000, according to FlightAware. Sunday is generally the busiest travel day of the week, but with airlines having to play catch-up, today is worse than usual.
We had about a half an hour wait on the tarmac in Milan, but then coming in here, once we arrived, our gate had a plane occupied, so we waited another 20 minutes to actually pull up to the gate and leave.
Southwest, JetBlue, Delta, and American Airlines each have more than 100 canceled flights today, with Southwest leading the way. One quarter of flights departing Chicago O'Hare were canceled today.
So I was supposed to fly to Miami and then to Colombia, but my flight got canceled, so I need to reschedule and then reschedule the other flight because it's different airlines.
Then there are all the delayed flights, roughly 6,500 today involving U.S. travel. That means travelers are having to make other arrangements or play the waiting game at the airport. A headache either way for those who may now be rethinking leaving home for the holidays.